Yes, I get it. Looking fancy, smelling great, nice career, stable income, and also a fancy car is a head turner. But what separates you from other men is your mindset. Your behaviours and the way that you interact with women can completely change the types of women that you are dating. If you are the type of person that has all of those fancy things, but you have endless unsuccessful relationships with women, those that took advantage, were not mature enough, didn't meet your emotional needs, well, this was because of your mindset. So today, let me give you a full psychology lesson on attraction mindsets. Alter your dating behavior in the right way and you will see some great results. Let's go, like and subscribe. No women are more important than you. Don't put a relationship above yourself. You are number one. And I see so many guys that cherish women, put them on pedestals, give them money without being in relationships, going above and beyond to keep her happy and manipulate her into loving him. Having this mindset stops you becoming obsessed with a woman. It means that if a woman does not feel the same way, you can simply cut ties and start to move on, instead of hanging around thinking that you can change her mind. A woman will assume that you are insecure if she senses you will disrespect yourself over and over just to get her attention. You can look beyond her looks. Yes, an attractive woman, it's great. You feel powerful. You see other men giving you the nod of approval, but it wears off quickly. Just because someone is attractive doesn't mean that they are attractive on the inside. You need to still continue to look beyond the looks. Don't be charmed by them. Does this woman still want to date you for you? Does she want to have a future with you and build a life with you? Or is she just happy to be shown off? If a woman likes being a trophy girlfriend, you know, endless attractive selfies on social media, and endlessly altering her appearance to appeal to the male gaze, you have to ask the question of, why is this her main focus? High-value women that are attractive know they are attractive. But they don't just automatically date you just because you like them. They will want to make sure you are able to show that you want to grow with her, you want to be there with her, and care about what's on the inside instead of just what she looks like. Take things slow. This is so common that I'm sorry if this bursts your bubble, guys. Just like the previous tip, guys see an attractive girl, they rush out and they want to date her, take her to nice places, get into bed with her. And then eventually, when the natural relationship dynamic comes into play, they think, that's a bit of a red flag. They never got the chance to get to know her before dating. So you need to take it slow, so slow that it feels like agony. Emotionally stable women, which are the only women you should be actively looking to date, by the way, will know if a guy is head over heels and desperate to move to the next steps before really getting to know her and she won't be interested. If a woman rushes a relationship with you, she's not high value. You need to have lots of dates, daytime dates, evening dates, be vulnerable, share memories, and make sure she works in your life before you actually start dating her. I am not the yes man. You need your own opinions. You need to be able to have your own life outside of the woman. If a woman senses that all you do is comfort her, try to keep her happy, only do the things that she wants to do, she will lose interest in you. It can be seen as creepy, almost manipulative, anxious behavior. You need to be able to say to a woman, I would love to take you up on that date offer, but I'm actually with a friend that day. How about the weekend after? This easy sentence tells a woman you have a life outside of dating, that you aren't obsessed with having a partner. The more emotionally stable you are, the more high-value women you will date. People want to date and then have their normal lives, see their friends, achieve goals, and still have their partner there. Most men make the mistake of kind of merging with a woman, meaning they only ever hang out together, always do things together, share the same goals, and it's not healthy. So if you are able to date women that also appreciate this mindset and have it themselves, you won't end up with clingy women that want you to stop playing games with the boys on your days off and always want to be sitting with you on the sofa watching her favorite dramas. She needs her own money. Probably a mindset you didn't expect to hear. You can splurge on women before you date them. If you do, that is your choice, but you can expect to end up dating a gold digger and someone that doesn't want to achieve money goals for themselves. Remember, if you set the bar to date you with, well, I come with lots of cash from day one, You will always find a woman that expects you to always pay and to always get her very extravagant gifts. Personally, if a guy tried to impress me with his money and give me his money and buy me lots of expensive gifts, I would be offended because I know my affection cannot be bought with money. I need to connect with someone on an emotional level. A fancy car in the driveway doesn't comfort me when I'm having a bad day, right? I make my own money, and a relationship is not about the size of his wallet. It's about us growing together, smashing goals, having fun, etc. Now, you are more than welcome to pay for the first date, of course, but modern women today make their own money. They don't need yours. So you splashing your cash on them no longer impresses them. It comes off as cheap, manipulative, and very low value. And the ladies that like that are the types of girls you should not be dating. You have a fun life. You need to have a fun life where you don't feel lonely being single. You need to either be on the path or already have stability with money, friends, family, and health, meaning you've done all these great things and now you can spend your free time enjoying life. As soon as you have all of these areas covered, you have reached high value status and you'll be more attractive to women who have their lives sorted out too. Being a fun person makes you irresistible to women. The abundance mindset. If you believe that there are limitless people that you can date, endless careers you could choose, and continuous opportunities in life, you stop holding on to things that don't work. You have the mindset of, yeah, this thing right now, it's not really serving me, it's stagnant, I'm gonna let it go, find something else, because I know there are more opportunities out there. This means you stop letting women walk all over you. Because if you don't believe that there are better people out there for you, then you end up becoming scared of rejection. You end up dating someone that's not right for you, that has many red flags, but you ignore them because you are scared there is nothing more out there for you. This isn't to say that you have to experience all the women out there, but understand that you don't have to settle for less. And this means you only pursue women that are high value because you are ready to leave when something's not feeling good. You will find that the abundance mindset stops you fearing rejection. Rejection happens to all of us. I've been rejected, Ryan Reynolds has been rejected, Brad Pitt has been rejected. It's a part of life. So what if a woman doesn't call you back? So what, she stood you up? Yeah, I get it. It sucks for a short while and that pain can be a sucker to get rid of, but eventually you realize that's just life. There's plenty more fish in the sea. We are more than friends. If you have this mindset, you stop putting yourself into that dreaded friend zone. If you are able to let a girl trust you and want to take that risk to date you by showing some sexual energy, she will stop seeing you as a player or just a friend. Many guys make the mistake of being so polite and not displaying any form of sexual energy that a woman has no choice but to assume he doesn't actually like her. So you need to be flirty, not overly sexual with your jokes, but make jokes about her being potentially good girlfriend material, how you are the best boyfriend she would ever have in this world. It's a small hint that you like her in this way, and the sooner a woman sees that you are interested, the sooner you will find out that she likes you or if she doesn't. Because women definitely know when a guy is flirting with them. So if she flirts back, that's a good sign. If she doesn't and pulls away, it's a sign she doesn't like you. And there you have it. So many awesome mindsets that you need to be adopting so that you can date high value women. Let me know, do you agree with these mindsets? Leave your comments below and I'll see you soon.